My friends, it's me, Coach V, coming to you today from sunny Central Florida, sitting on the steps of my front porch. I've not done a podcast in a while. I think I start every podcast saying that. But let's get right to the news here. It's a beautiful 80 degrees here in the Sunshine State. Everyone seems to be happy. I can hear I-4, the nonstop traffic around Walt Disney World from where I sit underneath this big old beautiful oak tree and this big old beautiful magnolia tree and the elm tree across the street that is dropping all sorts of crap all over my car. So no live classes in Florida as of right now in Central Florida. I put out the feelers actually last week. Give you a little background. The town I'm in right now, years ago, before we moved to Colorado, we moved back to Florida about 2 years ago. But I taught all over the town here through town hall. I actually met my wife in one of my Pilates classes here, and I also taught at Walt Disney World for almost 10 years. Taught at schools and businesses, at resorts, et cetera, around here. But I've been kind of laying low as far as the live classes while I'm here, so I thought I'd give it a go. But I've been gone 7 or 8 years from teaching, so there's now people teaching all the classes around here that I teach. They said I could. Well, one place said they would, give me a call if they needed someone, but I'm like, yeah, forget that. Either you hire Coach Vig or you don't, to teach. It was a place I taught at for 10 years, actually. And then through town hall here, they don't need anybody. And you could submit an application and you have to do a presentation to the board, which is a new thing. Don't really want to do that. Plus, there's really nothing available. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do live classes online. I got to teach live. So I'm thinking of Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern time, doing a live class on Instagram, and then also putting that on Facebook. I don't, if I had two cameras or two phones, I could do them to both instantaneously, but I don't. So as of right now, I'd like to do live classes Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Instagram. What I'll do is I'll announce them in my stories and probably on my page as well. A day or two in advance to get people ready. Invite your friends. These would be body weight classes, pretty much yoga, power yoga, Pilates core, flexibility training, all the stuff that I love to do. And a great way for us to train together from in Florida or wherever you are in the world. Also, I'm going to start doing more question and answer ones in my stories on Instagram where either I could say, ask me a question, and you can do that way. Ask me a question, I'll answer it, or a live question and answer too. Come with Addie, my dog, or with Dane and do that. So let me know how that sounds. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern time, live classes on Instagram. And then in May we head up to Wisconsin for the summer and fall, and I teach an abundant amount of classes up there. The problem is that more people come through Central Florida that want to hop into, surprise me in one of my classes, then come through more rural Wisconsin. So I understand that. But if all goes well with the live classes, I can continue doing them throughout the summer and fall, and maybe even add two, do two a week, because I very much enjoy them. And with the modern technology, it's so easy to do. I wrote some notes here. My son is really into Transformers now. My son Dane, who some of you have seen in my videos, or I talk about him. I try not to put him out there too much, but he's turning 4 years old in a couple days. So wish Dane a very happy birthday. I remember his birth like it was 4 years ago. I was holding on to his mom's left leg, and I was the first one to see Dane join the world. We just had a big party yesterday with the bounce house and cupcakes. So Coach V had the most delicious cupcake that Dane and my wife made. Sorry, I got some allergies here. There's pollen everywhere. It's all over the steps and the porch and my face and my nose and my car. So, yoga for men. Yoga for men. I'm going to be working on a new series for my YouTube channel and my Sean Vig Fitness app. That's at coachvig.com. The YouTube channel, just go to Sean Vig Fitness on YouTube and you'll join the millions of others who get to train with me from wherever in the world. We have a great time. But I was going through some of my videos the other day, and my most popular videos, for the majority of them, are yoga for men videos. So definitely do another series for that. Sometimes people question that. I said, "Well, yoga is for everyone." I said, "Well, of course it is, but I'm always trying to get more guys into doing yoga because there's not enough, in my opinion. And the way I present myself and who I am and how I do it can always attract some newbies into class. So recommend your guy friends to train with me and start unleashing the many, many, many lifelong benefits of a regular yoga practice. So watch for that. I am working on a new book. Finally, just one. I had five in the works. That's how I usually operate, but then nothing gets done. It's like trying to read five books at the same time or date five women at the same time, which I used to do more than I cared to admit before I was married, of course. But you, what's I say, new book. The new book, I've written a lot of it. It's a, as of right now, it's a working title, but it's something fitness for kids. Fitness for kids, fitness for teens, fitness for high school students. And I wrote a lot of the intro. I've mapped out a lot of it. I was at Books a Million the other day. I always do my best writing at libraries and bookstores. I love to go there and find my books in stock and sign them and then sit down and write for a while with a cup of black coffee, maybe a little bit of cream. So it's about time. You know, my last two books have been doing very well. That's Pilates for Athletes and Power Yoga for Athletes. Those are mass market, wherever books are sold. So I'll be contacting publishers and seeing what we can do with that. But I know that's a big market, fitness for kids, especially with the obesity rates getting higher, video games and screens and tablets and cell phones that severely limit the activities that kids get. And the focus of the book is to do it now with your kids in school, with your kids, wherever, and for the rest of their lives. But of course, body weight only fitness. So get outside and move with a plethora of yoga, power yoga, core, and calisthenic based movements. And as a result, I've been doing more research on the subject, and I've been filming more short videos with my son Dane, helping me with fitness, teaching him about fitness. He's at the age now where he's getting good, pretty good control over his body. So I was teaching him a push-up the other day. He headbutted me a couple times. I knew that would happen, but he's starting to get it. He's starting to understand it. And of course, I want to share with him what dad does. Maybe he'll want to take over the business someday or just have a lifelong appreciation for movement and keeping himself happy. And then when he has a family, he can teach his kids as well. So watch for that. Also, watch for the new videos on my Instagram channel and YouTube. I do a lot of YouTube shorts now, which you can find at Sean Vieg Fitness too. Those are 0 to 60 second videos of short workouts. And I just posted one of Dane helping me make my pigeon stretch even better. And Addie was doing some rolling in the background, so you don't want to miss that. But as I said, I've been doing a lot of focus on short videos lately as well. Get in, get out. They're fun. They do very well. And so check those out. What I write here, Dane is four. Okay, that's very interesting. I wrote Tennessee here because that's the next state I want to move to is Tennessee. I thought I'd share that in this podcast for the first time. I really miss the country. I miss mountains. I miss hills. And Tennessee seems to have a lot of that. So we'll see. Maybe the Coach Vieg journey will take us to Tennessee next. What do you think? A Tennessee Wisconsin connection. That sounds fun. And book signings. If you're in the Orlando area, my local Barnes and Noble is in Dr. Phillips. It's on Sand Lake Road. That's the Barnes and Noble. I go there every couple of weeks and sign books that come in. They sell out there very quickly. So if you want to get signed books from me, that's a great place to go. Also, there's two Books a Millions in the area that I sign books at as well. That's the Books a Million in the Loop in Kissimmee, Florida, and one in Davenport, Florida as well. It's on a parkway. I forget the name of it, but Books a Million, you can grab signed copies of my books and all. And if they're out, request more. I have good relationships with the managers and they always order more when they get sold out. So check those out. All right, my friends. So we got live videos coming. Let me know what you think about that. Keep responding, keep commenting on my YouTube videos. I love to see that. It lets me know you're watching. And the live videos are a great way for me to get some kind of a relationship going with a lot of you, through the World Wide Web and such. But sometimes going out and filming a lot can be very, very solitude-focused. solitary existence, like Neil Diamond, solitary man. So I always enjoy interacting with people who work out with me around the world via YouTube and whatnot. All right, my friends, head over to coachveig.com. That's where you get over hundreds of exclusive videos. That's the Sean Veig Fitness app, and adding new ones frequently. But I was told recently that don't add any for a while because I put so many in there, hundreds of exclusive ones. I find that a lot of people, they're not looking for 10 new videos. They find one or two videos they like, and you can love on those for years. Somebody told me the other day on YouTube that they've been doing this one video of mine for 12 years, almost daily. They have it memorized. It's like watching your favorite film and quoting along with it, isn't it? All right, my friends, and also more question and answer videos coming on this podcast. That's another thing too. Oh, the balloon just popped. There was a balloon on our mailbox from the party yesterday. This exploded right in front of my face. There it goes. My words must be very sharp today. A lot of consonants, a lot of T's and K's. Lost my train of thought for a second. But there we are. Oh, the podcast. Always looking at getting back on podcasts, getting more guests on mine. A few years ago, it was pretty busy traffic. I had somebody new on every week. So that's always a possibility. But you know, with a 4-year-old, I like to balance that out. I love to work and do my stuff. I also have other businesses, but my main focus, of course, is God and family. And the focus is my son Dane, that when I'm with him, that I give him all of my attention as much as I can. So that's very important. So God bless you out there. Thanks for following me, training with me. Get out and move today, and I'll talk to you real soon. Take care.